First up, tell me what inspired you to drive around the whole of Australia?
Well, it was something that my husband and I had talked about after we bought the car. And unfortunately, he died. And I sat about for a little while after that and thought, you know what, I've got to do that trip. So I did. It was as simple as that. Oh, sorry, that's my dog.
Okay, what's your dog's name?
Digby.
Digby. Digby the dog. Did Digby go with you?
No, Digby's only a puppy. He's obviously a naughty puppy at the moment.
He knows he's missed out on the big adventure. Now,
yeah, that's right.
Digby's the dog, but your car's name is Bluey. Tell us what's special about Bluey.
Well, it's electric. That's what's special. I mean, any car that's electric is quite, is such a word as transformational. You know, it really is different. It makes you think different, it makes you live different. And considering I knew nothing about mechanics or electrics or vehicles or not a car person, I've become very interested in them now because it's just such a wonderful experience to drive these cars.
So what sparked your interest in the electric car in the first place?
Both my husband and I have had a long-standing interest in technology, and then we became more and more interested in environmental issues and where we were heading and the sort of pressure on our little old world. And when I could see that these electric cars were getting better and better, I said to my husband, I'd love one of those. And I thought, ever thought we'd have one. And he said, well, let's do it. So we did it, and we bought it through the internet at 9 o'clock at night.
So how much did it set you back initially?
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. Not too much, actually. It was really quite a bold move, but well worth it, absolutely well worth it. Because, of course, the thing about electric cars is they don't cost anything to run.
Well, no, you got all the way around Australia, like a whole lap of this massive mm-hmm. continent for $150.90.
Yes, the trip was 20,396 kilometres.
Wow, on $150.90, yes, which is extraordinary.
I had a company all the way. I had seven different female passengers, my two sisters, my two daughters and a couple of girlfriends. And so they came into the major cities like Adelaide and Perth and Broome and Darwin and flew in and flew out. So I always had company, which meant we always had to have reasonable accommodation because they're a pretty fussy bunch. So we often stayed in motels or caravan park cabins, that sort of thing.
Oh, Sylvia, it's a shame you hadn't met me at the time. I, in my last trip driving from the Sunshine Coast to Adelaide, I actually slept on the side of the road. You know where you pull in and there's a picnic table and nothing else?
Yes.
We slept there. We tied the swag to a pole, my husband, myself and the poodle.
Good for you.
Yeah,
well,
that
I couldn't
was us.
Have done that with my passengers. They were far too fussy. So,
I think I need to get fussier.
The wonderful thing about the cost of electricity is relatively small. So all the motels absorbed it, just as they absorb the cost of hot water and charging your laptop and all that sort of thing. There was only one motel that charged me, and that was very unusual. That may change, I don't know, but on the whole, they just absorbed it into the cost of the tariff, room tariff.
So you were able to actually charge the car whilst at hotels. You didn't have to go to special charging stations.
There were a few, because it's a Tesla, the Tesla superchargers I could charge there, and there's a Queensland Electric Highway up the Queensland coast, so I used a couple of those on my way to Brisbane. But most of it was done overnight where we were staying. Yep.
So did you ever run out of charge in that entire trip?
Now, do you know, that was one thing I was absolutely determined not to do. It's not a good look to end up on the back of a flatbed truck when you're trying to prove a point.
And you've got something like 5,000 Facebook followers, your Facebook page, Central Queensland Tesla Interest page.
That's
so you couldn't let them down either. Did you start this before or after the trip, the page?
Well before, because after we got the car, my husband, we had a couple of months with it, and he said, you know, these cars are so good. we've got to tell everybody about it. And he wasn't well, and so it was pretty hard to tell everyone about it except through a Facebook page. And it just sort of grew and grew. And with my interest in electric vehicles and renewable energies and all that sort of thing, I try to sort of cover all those sort of things and just share interesting stories and a bit about my travels too. And it's just grown and grown. Most of them men. But that's all right. Most of them don't really want an electric car because it's got to go to whoop whoop with, you know, 1,000 kilometres and it'll run out. And they've got all these bad news stories. But it's only because I feel that they haven't realised that you can charge an electric car anywhere. You can charge it at a caravan park, at your home, at your granny's place, anywhere. You never really run. It's not like a petrol station isn't everywhere, but the power nearly always is everywhere.
And how many fellow electric car users do you know or have you had connection with?
Oh, quite a few now, yes. Yes, there's quite a lot of us in Australia now, yes.
I would have thought, perhaps before talking to you, because I'm getting educated as we speak and hopefully everyone else is starting to think, oh, you know, I was under the impression most Tesla or electric car owners were in metropolitan areas, like in the big cities. Are there many like yourself that choose to live regionally and own an electric car?
Well, the concentration of cars tends to be in the southeast corner of Australia or around Perth. There's quite a lot around Perth. In Perth, you know, it's like all these things. They tend to concentrate in the cities. But I think I can say I've proved that you don't need to be anywhere near a city. You don't even need to be in town because you do nearly all your charging at home overnight. I've got a raft of solar panels here, so most of my charging's done on that. Costs me nothing.
Are there other aspects of your life where you're living pretty much off the grid?
Yeah, well, the whole house, air conditioning, everything. Yes, yeah, yep.
How long did it take you to transition from living the way most of us, you know, grew up living with electricity and gas and all those sort of conveniences to being able to live, you know, under your own steam, so to speak?
About 2 minutes.
Really? So it's more about, you're saying it's more about the decision than the implementation then?
Oh, absolutely. And you've just got to be a bit bolshy and put the money down. That's what it comes to, really. Not be too fussy about paying, getting your money back in 6 months or whatever, because you don't. It takes ages. But it's so, what's the word? It's kind of, it makes you feel good to know that you're not dragging on the system.
Yeah. And look, this is a completely unrelated question, but Bluey is one of the shiniest cars I've ever seen. Are you using some kind of eco-friendly car wax to make her look that gorgeous?
No. That's really funny. It's usually covered in a bit of dust because I live up a gravel road.
In every photograph on your Facebook page, she's just like, you could put your lipstick on in her. She's like a mirror.
You need to have a look at Port Fairy photo.
Okay, I'll hunt those down. So do you have any trips planned for yourself and Bluey for the future?
I've had a few. I actually was sort of planning to go to Tasmania about now, but a couple of things came up and I had to put that one off. Yeah, I've got a few, but nothing fantastic. I want to go out to Charleville maybe later this year, and I'm often up and down to Brisbane and around here in central Queensland. So just, you know, no crazy adventures.
Well, you know, Charleville is one of my favourite destinations. So when you're ready to hit the road, can you get back in touch and take us on your road trip with you, even if it's sort of, you know, via the radio?
Oh, thank you, Sheridan. You never know.
Terrific speaking to you, Sylvia.
Okay.
Take care. Cheers.
Right.
Sylvia Wilson and her electric car, Bluey, drove a whole lap of Australia for $150.90. That's all she spent in petrol. Obviously, she spent a fair bit investing in the car in the first place and has that sort of altruistic outlook where she went, yep, I'm going to stump up, I'm going to throw my money at that. And she spent a fair bit of money on her fussy friends and their accommodation as well. But she was in good company.